My name is Jongman Park, and working for Samsung Electronics. So today's the presentation is Tizen Telephony. So this before they start the presentation on the Tizen Telephony, I'd like to do some say about the brief, the background, and the keywords of the Tizen Telephony. The Tizen Telephony is one of the core Tizen platform, and the web application developer do not access directly Tizen Telephony APIs. It is just core platform. So that means the device manufacturer can be interested in the Tizen Telephony. It's not the application developers. Then who is the device manufacturers? There is the five the major device manufacturers in the world: Apple, Samsung, Motorola, HTC, LG, in the market shares. But Apple has closed the systems, and they just open the APIs only. And the Motorola is just friends with the Google, so they just use the Google Android platform. Then there is Samsung, HTC, LG is there. Then when we open the Tizen platform, then we think we need to attract the device manufacturer to use Tizen platform for their commercialization product. Even that is open source, but our goal is to make big ecosystem. And to make the big ecosystems, the device manufacturer's contribution and join is necessary to make the lots of the devices and on there, the application developer can make the lots of the applications. So in terms of the point, we designed Tizen Telephony to give the room for the device manufacturers to their make own implementations. That's why this keyword of the Tizen Telephony is simplicity, flexibility, and customization. So, and also one more thing I would like to comment. The telephony is something special because there are lots of the open source. The WPS applicant for Wi-Fi and Ripcurl for HTTP and the other the open source, but it is not closely or sensitively related to the commercialization. But telephony is closely working together with modem. And also, when we do the commercialization product, we need to support the various and unexpected the requirement from the carriers. And also, we need to support some non-standard the operations with against the operators' networks. Even, for example, the AT&T has the good network the infrastructures, but in the East Europe and the Asia, there are some poor network infrastructures. So while we have been commercializing in the European market and the Asian market, we faced some unexpected just necessary requirement from the carriers. So we need to think about that. So that's why the customization is the one of the important point to be open source, so that device manufacturer can use this. Here is contents. So I will just explain the brief introduction to Tizen Telephony. And next one is architecture. So we have just flexible architectures. And also, the next one is Tizen Telephony component. So it's just kind of the captures. So you can see there is the NetPros captures to suit to the everyone's the taste. So the manufacturer also has own their taste to be customized. And also device manufacturer has already their know-how to be commercialized and to be interworking well with the each various carriers networks. So we have the flexible plug-in capsules in the component. I will explain it later. And the next one is operation flow. So in this page, you can understand how the Tizen telephony is working on inside, just with each other, the component. And the last slide is developing plugin, because plugin is very much important component in the Tizen telephony. So I just described in this page. This is just introduction to Tizen telephony. So telephony is ready for commercialization. So we, Samsung has the lots of experience in the global launching product. So the global launching is not easy to support various kind of network situations in interworkings. Even 3GPP is compliant, but it's not enough to be commercial product. So it is just proven qualified stack with modem chipset in industry. And also, definitely, we just fully compliant the telecommunication functionality, such as SIM, SIM phone book, SIM application toolkit, and network registration, voice and video call service, managing SMS and cell broadcast service, and supplementary service, and the packet service, which is just packet switched data signaling. And also, it is already support well-defined interface with Common, because Common is used in the Tizen platform. It's very good, nice, the data network framework. So to be interacting with Common, the Tizen telephony has provided some plugin. And we don't change anything on Common just by providing our well-defined communicator plugins. And next one is benefits for commercialization. It's in terms of device manufacturer. It's not application developer. It's just only not for open source trials. First one is flexible plug-in architectures. In the previous telephony, in Tizen beta release and alpha release, we have only modem plugins. We had only. But now in Tizen Roxper, we prepared another plugin. It's very much flexible, the plugin architectures. The inter-process communicator plugin is used for the communicating with other external modules. It can be application, it can be common, it can be other modules. So why we prepare this plugin for the operators or the peers? Because the device manufacturer can use different IPC mechanisms. Even we use DBus, but the other device manufacturer can use socket. They can prefer to using socket. We cannot decide DBus is right way and perfect way. So that's why we just prepared these architectures. And the other one is modem interface plugin. The modem plugin is much of important in the telephony view, because it is closely working with modem. And sometimes the problem happens, modem team can change or debug, but sometimes they cannot change. They push us to change on the telephony side, or then we can push to application side. It is just normal negotiation while commercialization is going on. So that's why the modem interface plugin is important. And customization can happen frequently on the modem plugin areas because of this kind of collaboration activities. We cannot say every time, suppose, for example, we are fully compliant with the 3GPP or 3GPP2 or LTE specification. You need to change, modem guys. But they can also say to us, why we should take this responsibility and burden? You can also change. You can do the workaround. So this is just real collaboration experience from my point of view. So Anyway, this modem interface plugin is important. So the Tizen telephony has can support multiple modem plugins. Because 2 years back, we just provided the LTE device to Verizon Wireless that has consist of the two modems, which one is CDMA, which one is LTE. It's a two modem solutions. And also, we can think about dual SIM, dual standby in Africa market, and in Russia, and in China. Because in the huge continent markets, it's only one SIM is not necessary to cover the all network areas. Then two modem, well, even three modem can be needed to support the multiple SIM interactions. So that's why multi-modem plugin is necessary for the other markets. And second one is keeping maintenance for the commercialization readiness. The G-SHIP is the official certification organization in European market. When we launch the product to Europe, we should get the G-SHIP certification. It's just for the protocol and radio some test cases. But it's mainly for the modem protocol stack areas. But the telephony also should be worked together. And it is deeply involved. Because in the G-SHIP test cases, voice call, network registration, supplementary service, SMS, SIM, SIM toolkit test cases are there. So the G-SHIP certification is one of the most important requirements to be qualified for the commercialization. In US, that calls as PTCRB, but it's the same test cases. And third one is it's the customization. It can be categorized two things. One is various carriers requirement is there. And the other one is manufacturer, device manufacturer has their own proprietary implementations. For example, factory procedures and some the vendor specific the interface between AP application process and communication processes. That's not comes from 3GPP specification. It is just only manufacturing experience and know-how. So the meaning of this first sentence is suppose the AT&T has their own requirement and Verizon Wireless has own requirement. It doesn't come from 3GPP. 3GPP is mandatory requirement. But they want to provide their differentiated service. For example, the Verizon Wireless has the priority call service, wireless priority call service. This just comes from the basic voice call, incoming and outgoing. But they have some special features on their network areas. So to support these features, the device just can support, should support some additional features when we send the voice call. And also, it can be another the point that is, for example, in the Asia the network, I mean, East Asia network, and in the Hong Kong network and China network, they just request was to support some non-standard the requirement and the operations. So this is also carrier-specific requirement. So it should be easily customized in the telephony stack to be working, to be talking with modem, the softwares, without any problems and any some issues. Yeah, so by providing the full really flexible architecture to device manufacturer, and by giving the room for device manufacturer to customize for their own implementation, we can say we give the benefit for commercialization to them. Basically, we are fully compliant with 3GPP and keeping the maintenance for the G-SHIP and the PTCRB. And additionally, they can do customization on plugin. For they can make their capsules for their taste. This is Tizen telephony architectures. It just changes from the beta release, totally changes. It consists of the three main components. One is telephony daemon, which is just nothing but the dispatchers and handles requests and response and notifications. And the other main point is plugin. We provide the three kinds of plugin. One is communicator plugins. The other is modem plugins. The another is pre-style plugin. So by providing the pre-style plugin, the architectures, device manufacturer can just create any kind of the plugin capsules. And the third main component is it's not described in this. It will be explained later. But that is core libraries. So I will explain later. So Tizen telephony has these flexible plugin-based architectures, and it can be customized easily. And application one, I just mentioned in this application, but actually in the Tizen platform is web-centric platform, and web application just access web API. It's not directly access the native, the core platform API. So it can be the Tizen platform component, like command messaging framework and connectivity framework and the other the component. And why we make the pre-style plugin for database and the storage? Even the Tizen platform has use the SQL SQLite, and we also use the vcomp for storage registry the mechanisms. But we can think about that. When HTC takes this Tizen platform to make their commercial product, then they do not use this vcomp or SQLite. They can use their proprietary embedded database, they can use the other the registry mechanisms. Then how can we provide that? So by giving these flexible architectures, they can customize for this interface and for their requirement. This is Tizen telephony component. It consists of the three, the core library, plugin, and daemon. The core library is base library of Tizen telephony. It also consists of the service component and core object. The service component is essential component of the Tizen telephony. Even the device manufacturer make their plugin. Without this service component, the plugin doesn't work. So it needs the service component. The server plugin, queue, hull, hardware abstraction layer, and communicator, and storage, and the set of the functions for the utilities. I will just explain the next slide in details. And the core object is, this is just compromised of the telephony features functional object. This is just main functional object, and it can be added for the vendor specific functionality and some things. So this is just main the mandatory features for the telephony. Network registration, call, SS, SMS, and whatever. And the operation table, it is just a function of objects are defined by operation tables. For example, the for call, outgoing call, incoming call, and the other, the functions are defined in the operation tables. And private object, so this is the data object are stored and can be accessible by the getter or setter APIs. It should not be accessed directly from the other modules. Some security information and dynamically changes information can be just managed by the private object. So core library is kind of object-oriented class. So when the device manufacturer can just create or make the plugin, they can override on this core library. So they can add the any one additional the functions, and they can describe the additional their specific functions in the operation tables. So this is just kind of a class, and based on this template, they can make the their own instance. And plugin, this is just integrated service module. The plugin is also consist of the main three the plugins. The as I explained this before, the communicator plugin is interaction between application and ties and telephony stacks. So application means it's not real application. It's just command or messaging framework, the other, the external modules. And the modem plugin, just processing request and response and notification from application processor and communication processor. It is just described based on two chip solution, but in case of one chip solution, such as the MSM 8960, it's currently is using by the HTC and the companies. So, for this situation is also the modem plugin is anyway required because there is two core and this plugin is necessary. And pre-style plugin is totally independent processing task by a certain trigger. In the Tizen platform, you can see in the reference target, there is indicator area. So when we just connected 3G PDP, then indicator just shows some changes. And the packet transmission and receiving is going on. The indicator also shows some the icons. But to do this, we just make the pre-style plugin for indicator. And in these pre-style plugins, they can monitor and hook some event from the telephony stacks and inform this to the indicator. So it's just pre-style. This is just example. And it can be added any kind of the plugins, such as when we get the NIT, network information time zone message, then we can create the another plugins. We can create for the other operations. And last one is daemon. The telephony daemon is very lightweight. It's just nothing but the dispatchers. Sending request from communicator to modem plugin, and sending notification from modem plugin to communicator, and sending notification from modem plugin to pre-style plugin. It's just dispatchers. This is also a big change from beta release to Roxper to support global launching product with one source tree. This is just core library. So there is two divisions. One is service component, the essential component. The communicator is used for the communication between external modules and communicator plugin. And storage is to load the data. It is used. And the plugin is used to register the each plugin to server, so that server can dispatch request from plugin one to plugin two. And HAL is hardware abstraction layers. So there are the various kind of the media medium solution, such as HSIC and 1DRAM earlier, and DPRAM, whatever, and USB. So for this kind of various the medium, the HAL is required. So this subcomponent is used for this. And Q, in the earlier stage in the LIMO standard, LIMO just request was to support asynchronous multi-request and response. But when we had just working with modem guys, but every modem solutions want to get serial communication. They want to get guarantee on receiving serial request and sending the response. So Android RHEL, Microsoft RHEL, they also support the sequential the inter-process communication between AP and CP. So this is just why the Q is used. And the other, the right side, the core object is SMS, modem, SIM, packet service. This is just basic the telephony service features. And it can be added, or the plugin can override this core object for their taste, for their requirement. This is just plugin diagrams. Currently in the Roxper, there is communicator plugin, storage plugin for database, storage plugin for vComp, and freestyle plugin for indicator, and freestyle plugin for packet service manager to communicate, to interact with the command. And this is modem plugin. It's a core plugin to support the telephony features. And this is HAL plugin to support the various kind of media, such as 1DRAM, HSIC, USB, and whatever. So in this region, there is referencing core object. So the referencing core object means when the storage core object is used in this plugin, then modem plugin can reuse this core object and just use this functionality to handle some situation and some things. We don't need to implement redundant features, functionalities. This is just operation flow. Here is the external modules, and they have the telephony API, and they can send some request to communicator plugin. Then when communicator plugin receives this request, then it plugin create the user request, and this user request is dispatches to the proper modem plugins. But who handle this? That is server. So server just when server receives this request, user request, then they find the proper plugin. The plugin can be GDMA plugin, LTE plugin, and UMTS plugin, or it can be with respect to modem vendors solution. So server can anyway route to proper modem plugin. So after server find the proper modem plugin, and he just find the corresponding core object from the plugin, then server call this proper corresponding core object, then core object takes this request, then it just starts to packetizing or some the making the other the component, because modem plugin is implemented to be interworking with modems actually. So it can be 80 command, but it can be device manufacturer's proprietary protocols. So the modem plugin anyway need to handle this. And afterwards, the core object push the message request to pending queue. Then pending queue just check there is no pending request or there is no pending waiting for response from modem. Then send it, this request, to HAL plugin. Then HAL just send it to modem. This is just basic operation flow. And it's developing the plugin, because this conference is for developers, so that's why I just prepared the simple plugin template. But you can see more detail and exact the programming guide for the plugin developings. Basically, there is essential plugin descriptions. For the every plugins, this essential plugin description should be there. Communicator plugin, modem plugin, Crystal plugin. The manufacturer developers should describe these plugins. So it has these structures. So name, plugin name, priority, version, road, init, unroad. So priority, why we just describe the priority is because it is just dynamically loaded. So sometimes some plugin may be needed to be launched first other than the other plugin. So that's why we just make this priority also. And this is just examples for the plugin descriptions. And it is just communicator plugin. As I just explained, there are three main plugins: communicator plugin, modem plugin, Prestige plugin. So for first communicator plugin, the developer needs to set the operation tables. So this is operation tables, simple operation tables: send response and send notifications, and this is functions is there, and also just create the communicator object to be registered on the server, just route notification from modem plugin to communicator plugin or route the request to modem plugin. This is HAL plugin. So in the HAL plugin, the developer needs to create the data channel to modem. And also need to name a certain modem for other plugins. So it is just described in here. So it's my HAL, and it's on init, and here is just create the channels to communicate with modem driver in kernel areas. And the last one is modem plugin. Because modem plugin need to find the HAL to send it the request and to receive the response from modem drivers. So that's why it needs to be describing this find HAL, my HAL. And also in modem plugin, there is initialization for core object, and also operation tables need to be defined by developers' taste. They can override the functions for their requirement and some things. They can customize, they can modify it in this. Yeah, this is all what I just prepared for this Tizen Telephony. what I want to comment, one thing is, we Samsung also manufacturer. So when we provide open source, then we need to think about how other competitors use our Tizen platform. Because between competitors, they do not want to share their know-how, because still they think it's their some property, know-how, and asset. Even world is changing as open source world. But anyway, the big goal of Tizen is to make worldwide ecosystem and provide Tizen platform to various kind of devices, TV, tablet, and whatever. Then to do that, we need to be to get friends for the our competitors. And we need to understand their requirement and their intention and their some own the know-how and the proprietary solutions. So to support these needs, we just designed this Tizen telephony, and it is published in the Tizen Roxper finally. So it is totally rewritten in Tizen Roxper compared with beta release. And I wish we need to help to make it more friendly open source platform for device manufacturers. Yes, thank you. And any questions?
Yeah. So can you go to the
So the is the telephony API defined by the communicator plugin?
Currently in Roxper, the telephony API is exist as separate package.
So how do you map that telephony API to this communicator plugin or whatever the how does the telephony API maps to this telephony server?
It is just basically based on the DBus.
So you have to you will have the sets of the requests you must support in this communicator plugin.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. So the another question is that when you have multiple bearer, how do you select the which bearer to use?
Bearer means you mean
like if you have the
UMTS,
UMTS and the GSM, and how do you select the vice versa? Do you have the policy manager in the telephony server, or is that decided somewhere else?
It is just initially decided by the modem, because just modem monitors the radio technology. This is for GSM and UMTS and CDMA. Mm-hmm. So your question is for multi-modem chips?
Yeah, for instance, if you have the
not
multiple...
Not one chip.
If you have the multiple model, for instance, yes.
Yes, they can be handled, they should be handled on the telephony areas. And when we get some weak signal event from the, for example, CDMA, then we can just control the, it's your turn, the LTE chipset. Then you need to just register the LTE networks.
So you might have to have, in order to do that, you might have to have some policy manager or something, in a telephony server in the future.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Hi. I want to know, is there already an integration with the location framework? Is AGPS already integrated, for example, the C-plane?
Yes.
How it is working?
We had it, and we had that functionality in beta release, but unfortunately in Roxper, we totally rewritten this telephony. It is not applied yet, but it can be easily applied because we had already this functionality in beta release. As I understand, you are saying the HPSCP the emergency US market requirement.
For example, the interaction between the SMS and the AGPS.
The SMS for supple network initiation. The supple NI comes from supple server via SMS bearer. The telephony received and published to message framework. The message framework decode the SMS header. This is just push. Then location framework of Tizen telephony take this event and start to handle the supple connection to the supple server, and it works.
And the other question is, you give us the Tizen phone today. Can be this considered as a reference platform where we can access also the telephony framework and see also the telephony code as well and use it?
I don't get exactly. Could you say?
Can we make our own build? Looking at the telephony framework code,
sure,
and also the hardware plugin, which part of the framework is closed source and released as binary for this?
This is all released source, so you can download the source code from Git server. So this is all public open sources.
Thank you.
And something still close, in fact, because there are some the adaptation for the carrier's requirement. Okay, so I'll just say one example. So when we do the AT&T commercialization, they have some RAP test, 10776. But for that test cases, that's not normal network information time zone message. They change some data in the niche format. It's not spec compliant. And also when niche does not come from server, the MSC Vera, then we need to handle set up time from the Linux time files. But this is something proprietary. But I believe HTC or LG have this implementation. So it can be implemented in the freestyle plugin.
Okay, we'll have break until 11. So if anyone have any more questions, can go to, have a session with the face-to-face.
Thank you very much for